Hello, my name is Ryan Eek. I'm in fifth hour, and my topic is the Prague Spring.
So what was the Prague Spring?
The Prague Spring was when Czechoslovakia was for probably 10 or 12 years, a new leader named Alex Ducek came up and replaced the previous leader. Alex promised that democracy would be reinstigated, but didn't want the Soviet Union to find out, so he did it kind of undercover. He still thought socialism was applicable, so the economy was going to stay that way, but the government was going to turn democratic.
And so did he make good on his promises?
He did. He did very well.
And how did the Soviet Union respond to this betrayal?
So whenever Stalin figured this out, of course he's always paranoid about spies and people backstabbing him, he immediately saw this as a threat to the Soviet Union and suspected the U.S. could implement spies in Czechoslovakia. So what he immediately did was send troops that rushed in Czechoslovakia and retook the capital. He immediately booted out Alex and re-emplaced with a new cabinet of Soviet leaders that supported communism.
And so, what did that new cabinet do?
So, what they did is they abolished all of the previous agreements and policies that Alex had put in order, and they also completely took dictatorship of the economy and the school system and social networks and all that kind of stuff.
Did they make it better or worse?
In my opinion, it was worse. The people also had that idea. There were riots. People went crazy because they loved Alex. He was promised them a better life in Czechoslovakia.
Which he provided.
Yeah. And when that was taken away from them, you'd be pretty upset if all of a sudden someone walked up and said, hey, you don't have any more freedoms anymore. So they rioted and it was pretty crazy. Like, they took over, eventually the people took over the capital. And Stalin was, insanely mad, so he ordered mass executions, and stuff got really out of hand.
So, in the end, how did this affect the Cold War?
So, really, it kind of proved an inspiration that Europe wasn't completely going to be communist. Of course, America was for, the democracy, and whenever they saw that Czechoslovakia was rebelling against the Soviet Union, they were kind of excited, like, hey, those guys are with us, and that's pretty cool. Of course, the Soviet Union was pretty, they were pretty scared about this. They thought that this would happen in other countries around Europe, so they had to reinforce their border on the Western Front, and it was kind of a little piece of the puzzle.
Do you have any final remarks?
Nope.
Thank you.